Many years ago, I remember reading a book. J.P. Phillips was the author. And we did a Lenten series on this book. And what I was assigned was, Your God is Too Small. It's a wonderful book, but it's true. Many times for us as Christians, we put God in this little box. We give God all of our insecurities. We give him all of our limitations instead of realizing that the God we worship is so much bigger and greater than anything we could possibly imagine. The first time I came to understand that, I was about 1,100 feet under the polar ice caps in a submarine. And I got to thinking, you know, if something happens, I'm probably going to die. Because we're not going up through the ice. There's no way up. We could go down, but that wasn't a good idea either. And as I was working, I got to thinking about how much ocean there was above me. And all of this and all that God had created. And yet God was bigger than that. This passage, Paul talks about the height and depth and width of God's love. So many times we make God two-dimensional. We make him something that's not near big enough. And so what we do is limit our ability to do the work of God because we limit God. We say, well, we're not a very big church. Well, how big do you have to be? God had 12 disciples and he changed the world. It's a whole lot more than 12 people here. Is there a number that you hit? I wonder sometimes when I look on Facebook, people ask for prayer. Is there a certain number that we hit and then all of a sudden God starts to work? It only takes one prayer for God to work. God is not limited by our inabilities. And we need to start living as Christians as if our God is immense. As if our God is capable of doing anything that we could ask. Of changing our world. We limit ourselves. Because we say, well, God's not interested or God's not in this or whatever reason that we use. I never believed that God could use me as a pastor. 28 years later, I've kind of changed my mind. But when I first started out, I didn't think that this was something I could do. I've told you before, I don't like speaking in public. It scares me to death. Which is great that you're family, because then I don't have to worry. It's not public anymore. You're all family. I love to preach. It's a gift that God gave me when I became a pastor. Now, I get in trouble sometimes because I use my preaching voice in the house. But it's great when the dog's out running around out in the field in the woods that I can just turn up the volume and call him in. It's got its benefits. But we need to stop limiting God. Because when we do that, it doesn't just affect us and our ability to minister. It affects the people out there who need to hear the word of God. The people who need to see God in action. Because most people are only going to see God in us. We say, well, God can be seen in nature. Yeah, but we've come to believe that somehow or another we control nature. Believing that we have something to do with it, that we can either fix it or ruin it. I don't believe that. I believe that God is greater than us. I remember that oil spill down in the Gulf and how it was this oil was just never going to go away forever and ever, and all of a sudden it was gone. because nature took care of it. God had already planned for that kind of thing. Nature started to take care of the oil, and it started to disappear. If we're going to limit God, we're going to limit what we're capable of doing. We're going to limit what God is able to accomplish through us. And when we do that, then we cease to do the work of God. Because our job as Christians, as church people, is to make disciples for Jesus Christ, plain and simple. That is the mission statement of the United Methodist Church, and they got it right. That's our job. Our job is to bring people to Jesus Christ. You may say, well, I don't know how to do that. That's okay, God does. God knows how to reach people. God knows what people need. And I'm amazed over and over again how God uses us, sometimes without us even knowing it. And later we can look back and say, wow, wasn't that amazing what God did? When we open ourselves to doing God's work where He's put us, then we can accomplish great things. Jesus told the disciples before He left that they would do even greater things than He had done. And they did. John walked by a man, and when his shadow passed the man, he was healed. We have the ability to change our world, to touch people's lives in such a way that they will never be the same again. And the only thing standing in the way of us doing the work of God, amazing work, is us saying, I can't. I can't should never be a phrase that we in the church use, because it's not about what we can do. It's about what God can do. And if we allow God to work in us, we're going to change this community and we're going to change our world. That's my goal. That's my goal, is to see things change. To see people come to know Jesus Christ and have their lives changed, and for them to have the hope of eternity. Let us never make our God too small. God can change our world, and He wants to. Learn about God. Spend time getting to know God. Allow God to use you. One warning. If you ask God to use you, He will. It may not be what you're most comfortable with. But God knows you, and He knows what He needs you to do. And if you're willing, God will never be too small. Amen.